that back in.
Flip the left.
He needs help in almost everything.
Almost everything. Well, he's the little brother.
And I'm telling you, almost everything.
Yeah.
It's true.
That would be up to Bobby.
I should come back in 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're going to look for coffee?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go downstairs and ask where engineering is.
Okay. Engineering? This is a union place.
We will never see him again.
There's a guy down there like carving beams.
We're insane, but we're harmless, so that's good. Rolling.
We are?
Well, Kevin, it's nice to see you again. We talked just a few weeks ago in New York about Silverado, mm-hmm. and now you're in American Flyers, which will be coming out soon. And as I sat there watching American Flyers, I was saying to myself, this can't be the same Kevin Costner I just talked with 3 weeks ago, because Marcus is 180 degrees from Jake.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder, knowing how producers and how the Hollywood system works, so far it looks like you're not being typecast.
Well, yeah, I've been fortunate that way, but it's also a problem inherent in the beginning of a career in that you fit into roles. You know, I'm faced with the problem of trying to get roles, and so I'm saying that, yeah, I can play Jake. Believe me, I can be all over this place. I can be up on these walls. I'll prove it to you. And then so they see Silverado, and they think, my goodness, he could do that. He did that. And then the opportunity to play a sports medicine doctor who's 30, and suddenly nobody's going to give me that role. But I'm saying, wait a second, let me show you. So it's the actor's joy and also his problem to convince people, but to play those roles. And it's something I like. You know, the idea of pushing me into a leading man situation is one that's kind of a constant pressure. I feel that from the back, but ultimately, I like the roles, and so I enjoyed playing Jake 19, and I enjoyed playing Marcus at 30.
Which of the two characters is most like you?
I don't know. I mean, I think everybody likes to be Jake. I mean, Jake is such a forward kind of guy. He was so fun to play. Marcus is. We get to see Marcus in a different shading of his life when we actually finally catch up with him, where this film takes place. Marcus seems to me to be a person who had great joy, but he also has this specific thing that's going on right now. And I think that the one thing I tried to do with Marcus was when he was on his bike, he was the happiest. But he is an interesting character. It was fun for me to play.
You know, going back some 20, 30, 40 years ago, it seemed that your actors like Cary Grant and Gary Cooper and any number of John Wayne, they played different roles, but people always knew instantly who they were. Now, you're playing roles where there isn't that much carryover that people will recognize you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that concern you at all?
No, it doesn't. I think that when you think of those particular actors who I like very much, you're looking at the body of their career. So the body of it, you do know what they look like. And genuinely, I think in those cases, they weren't changing their looks very much. But, you know, I basically have three or four films under me, and I think it's very apparent with the Steven Spielberg show. I think that's probably the image I'll be pushed into. It's very tough to push me, though, because I like to play other roles. But I think the thing that happens on film is your soul just comes shining through, whether you wear a mustache, whether you wear a beard, or whatever. Just something about those guys, they always seem to come shining through. And movies have changed since then. They really have. I mean, our movie-going habits have changed. We don't go to the movies every weekend. So maybe when we go now, we expect different things. I think the expectations of audiences are much different.
Have you ever done a role as physical as this?
Well, Jake was a very physical role, but overall, no. I mean, bicycle riding was something that was new to me, was athletic in the truest sense, because it is a sport, and it was really something to do.
What's the worst day you had, either before the film or during shooting?
I think the worst day I had was right towards the end, because I didn't crash, and I had seen a lot of crashes, some really brutal things happen. And about the last 3 or 4 days, I began to feel very much like the bomber pilots must have felt going on World War II, when they realized they only had 3 or 4 more missions to go, and they felt that time was running out, and you were wondering if you had in fact used up your good luck. And to ride in a pack with 60 and 70, I mean, I was 4 days basically away from maybe moving on to another show, and nobody wants to get hurt at that point. And sometimes when we'd be very high up on the mountain waiting to go down, waiting for the director to call us, there was a lot of tension there, a lot, to the fact that, you know, I almost didn't like being up there until I had to come down, and I would, like, wait until it was a time before I would go up. So those last days were very, very scary.
Did you get hurt ever?
I didn't. I was very fortunate.
Now, did you do this before Silverado?
I did. Yes, I did. Gosh.
So you went from this with how much time in between?
About a month and a half, 2 months, to do Silverado.
And you had to go out there and then start learning about horseback riding.
Learning horses and guns and who the bad guys were.
So you've been through quite a lot in the last year.
Yeah, I did. I jumped right into a pilot, into a B-17 bomber right after Silverado, and was a pilot, a World War II pilot. That was kind of neat, too.
Did you really go up in it?
No, we didn't. The whole thing was shot on a soundstage. It was just great. I mean, it'll be out this fall. It's just a really great, great show.
TV movie?
Television, right. Steven Spielberg directed it, and we originally did a half hour, and we liked it so much we turned it into an hour. So.
Great. Well, which network?
You know, I don't know. I really don't know.
Oh, Stephen is doing a series on NBC.
NBC?
Is it that series?
Well, yeah, it's Amazing Stories.
Oh, okay, that's NBC.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, are those the good guys?
Oh, you bet.
Okay.
We're the good guys.
Okay.
We wear the white hats.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have a brother?
Yeah, I have an older brother.
So how much of that brotherly relationship did you carry into Marcus in the film?
Well, what I carried into the film was I knew there could be great love between brothers, but I didn't draw on that as much as I did on the facts or the script. You know, I tried to be as honest to the script as I could. I didn't want to mimic my relationship with my brother. I'm a pretty strict script person. I try to stay there. But, you know, the realization that, you know, there wasn't anything in there that I found untrue. Let's say if I would have found some things that were untrue based on my past relationships, I would have pointed those out to the director and said, no, this isn't right.
The fact that John Badham directed and that he did War Games, mm-hmm. and that was another one you got left on.
Well, I asked for release out of that film. I had the part, and I said I wanted to do The Big Chill. And he was gracious enough to give me a release out of the film.
And, of course, as we talked about the last time, Big Chill was one where you got cut out of the entire movie. But knowing John Badham, did that have anything to do with your being considered for this movie?
I'm sure that it did. I think, you know, they're very aware of who's doing what in Hollywood. It seems like kind of a big deal, but really it's a small community, and the people who work and the people that you genuinely want to work with, that's very small also. So these guys all know each other, you kind of know them, and in the beginning they just kind of hear whisperings about you, you know, and as roles begin to come your way, if you're lucky enough to get them, suddenly your work begins to speak for you as much as just maybe these rumors or word of mouth, because genuinely in terms of The Big Chill, I was a rumor. You know.
For this one, did you have to be in competition with some other actors?
Of course, it always seems that way. I think for David and I, and it just seems that we're always, you know, the roles that you want, other people are going to want them. You know, I think that's the thing you have to look at in terms of positive. I mean, for all the junk material or material that somehow is just maybe a near miss, I could do that, and people want you to do that. But, you know, if you wait for the good role, you're going to have to get in line, because there's some people queued up to get it, because that's where you want to be. You want to be with the hot stuff.
One question about Silverado. The film is doing well, but it isn't doing blockbuster business. My personal feeling is that over the long haul, mm-hmm. that the movie's going to do fine. I think that it has some staying power. But as you look back on it, Kevin, is there any reason or can you analyze at all